USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. After an incredibly tense day on Capitol Hill, Judiciary Committee member Senator Ben Sasse saying this whole nomination process for Judge Brett Kavanaugh has tainted the reputation of the Senate and become an embarrassment. He says Senator Feinstein should take responsibility for the damages he believes she caused.
We had a whole bunch of allegations that could have been handled in a way that could have done something to restore public trust, and we didn't do any of that stuff. Instead, we did this kind of freak show circus.
President Trump has agreed to request the FBI to reopen its background check into his nominee, and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate is moving forward on the nomination, but additional votes are on hold for up to a week. The State Department is closing the U.S. consular outpost in the southern Iraq city of Basra and evacuating its diplomatic staff following a series of threats and indirect fire officials are blaming on militias backed by neighboring Iran. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
Some tweets about the women accusing the Supreme Court nominee of sexual misconduct lead to a Fox News contributor's dismissal. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Fox News contributor Kevin Jackson referred to Brett Kavanaugh's female accusers as, quote, lying skanks in a series of tweets on Thursday, which led to his immediate termination by Fox News. The network said in a statement issued on Thursday, quote, his comments on today's hearings were reprehensible and do not reflect the values of Fox News. Jackson, a pro-President Trump personality, he frequently appeared on Fox News and guest-hosted shows including Outnumbered and Fox and Friends.
New information about an air disaster overseas and the amazing rescue effort that followed. A passenger on the plane that crashed into a Pacific lagoon Friday tells ABC News the attendants panicked, but locals on a small remote island in Micronesia and U.S. Navy sailors working nearby saved all 47 passengers. There were a total of two Americans on board that jetliner. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
A powerful 7.5 magnitude earthquake has struck Indonesia, prompting tsunami warnings that warned residents in the area to get to higher ground. More from John Clements.
The quake struck around 6 p.m. local time, and according to duty seismologist Zachary Reeves at the USGS, it was a major quake.
It's a 7.5. We have it at about 13 kilometers depth. It is 50 miles from the capital of Indonesia, roughly, and it's a pretty big earthquake.
Search, rescue crews, and emergency workers are in the area now looking for those in need.
One of the quakes triggered a nearly 10-foot-tall tsunami that swept away houses in at least two cities. Indonesia's geophysics agency confirmed the tsunami occurred after the agency originally called off its tsunami warning. Several families have been reported missing. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton makes a cameo appearance on a TV comedy, applying to be Murphy Brown's secretary.
I also assume you've had previous secretarial experience?
Absolutely. For 4 years, I was the secretary. I was the secretary of a very large organization.
And you have all the requisite skills, computer, email?
Emails. I do have some experience with emails.
Clinton's guest spot was filmed 2 weeks after the pilot episode with no studio audience in a closed set with only essential crew. The scene was cut from screeners and out to press and critics, so it would be a surprise. And Clinton's guest spot received no promotion ahead of the show's airing on CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.